For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Drive a short distance east of Interstate 27 on Broadway Street, and you'll come across a relic of earlier times in Lubbock. The old Cliff House restaurant no longer has a roof, windows, or doors. But to one Lubbock woman, it's a small slice of art heaven. Kimmy Hagee is working to turn it into an art gallery and a nearby former RV park into a community garden and kitchen.
It was incredible looking when it went up and while it was open, and we want it to be incredible looking and inviting looking again.
Kimmy Hagee finds her passion in art, but more so in getting East Lubbock artists' work seen. That's one of the goals the 27-year-old has for the Cliff House project. She's working to find funding to rehab the former restaurant on East Broadway and to do the same to nearby structures that were once part of Parkview Lodge. And a fundraising gala for the 5-acre property is currently planned for late April. The owner of the property, the Guadalupe Economic Services Corporation, is supportive of Hagee's efforts. She says she believes to do the project as she envisions it will take as much as $12 million. She plans to pursue a nonprofit status. Already, though, she's seen what the project could become.
These are the bare bones. This is how you get started. However, coming from just an idea for one quick pop-up show for fun, I don't know if I ever expected Cliff House to be what it already is.
Last summer, Hagee organized several cleanup days to rid the properties of old tires, trash, tents, blankets and clothes, and weeds and small trees. She organized and staged a pop-up fine art show in early September, and another followed in December. This one with Blinka, a group of art students at Texas Tech. Both were well attended and successful.
It required a whole lot of work before we could even start, so I'm really glad that before Blanca stepped in and asked to do their show that we kind of got the bulk of the work done, because that makes it 10 times easier when it's not the mess that it was when we started.
Hagee is realistic and feels pretty certain that funding from only one source for the whole project is unlikely.
It's not very common to get that number from all one source. There are organizations out there that do like to start brand new centers like ours. Those are few and far between. You hope you hit one of those, and you hope you hit their soft spot. But a lot of it is going to be done in stages, and that's how you start applying for that grant money. You say okay, and you prioritize what stage do we need to get done first.
A vital component of the Cliff House project is the organic community garden and kitchen Hagee wants to install. There aren't healthy eating options in the area, so she wants to help residents with that.
That'll be really the driving force of the entire center is this whole aspect of teaching, you know, Lubbock, and, you know, specifically East Lubbock, which in East Lubbock you don't find very many outlets to great nutrition.
East Lubbock artists could show their works in exchange for helping out on the remainder of the property.
While you have these residents that get promised, you know, here you get this big show right on, you know, East Broadway, what we expect from you in return is, you know, this amount of volunteer hours, keeping up with the gardens. And so that way, not only are your artists involved in showing their work and creating their work, but they're also involved in the community gardening aspect of it as well.
Hagee acknowledges that her task is monumental, but she's determined and focused. She's looking at a 3-year time frame.
But when Cliff House is finished, when the space is a little more curated in itself, a little more organized, I think we'll pull a blend of all kinds of attention from all kinds of people.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.